The European Central Bank and the Euro System Explained. This is Sarah. Sarah's currently travelling around Europe. She finds it very convenient to buy things with euros in many different places without having to change money, and it's easy for her to compare prices across different countries. She wonders who's looking after the euro. Well, that's the job of the European Central Bank based in Frankfurt and the central banks of the countries that use the euro. Altogether, they form the euro system. The main task of the euro system is to define and implement monetary policy for the euro area. This means maintaining price stability. In other words, keeping inflation rates at levels below but close to 2% over the medium term. But what does all this have to do with Sara? High inflation would mean that prices rise rapidly. So over time, Sara wouldn't get the same amount of goods and services for the same amount of money. So the euro system works hard to make sure prices remain stable. It has a number of standard monetary policy tools that it can use. The most important of these are the decisions it takes on key interest rates, which influence the economy and price levels in the euro area. During the crisis, the euro system has also temporarily used additional measures to help the functioning of the euro area. Important decisions in the euro system are taken by the Governing Council of the European Central Bank. This body is made up of all the governors of the national central banks of the euro area countries and the members of the European Central Bank's Executive Board. But council members don't represent their own country. They vote in a fully independent capacity in the interests of the euro area as a whole. And decisions are taken collegially, with each member having one vote. So it's not just the president of the European Central Bank taking decisions alone. The euro system also has a number of other tasks, such as ensuring the smooth operation of payment systems, making it faster, safer, and easier to make cashless euro payments throughout Europe, holding and managing official reserves in foreign currencies and other assets, and collecting and compiling a wide range of statistics. And the European Central Bank is also responsible for authorizing the issuance of euro banknotes, some of which will end up in Sara's pocket. And so, as Sara continues her trip around Europe, she now has a clearer idea of what and who is behind the euro. And she understands better how the European Central Bank and the national central banks affect people in the euro area wherever they live, study, travel, or work.